that farmer that's already, you know, working with us in the hay and forage area, but hasn't really done combining, harvesting, or any of the other cash crop equipment with us. And so we spent a lot of time on that, and I'm happy to say that our rejuvenation has gone very well so far. We've had an incredible year, and we've even announced further reorganizations, realignments, I think, to bring us closer to those customer segments that we're trying to penetrate even further. So I just wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about that. Our cash crop market segment is led by Ed Berry down here, and I'll bring my guys up here afterwards to answer any detailed questions you have. But we've now realigned all of our cash crop harvesting, cash crop preparation, our sprayers, our combines, our high horsepower tractors in one customer segment to align ourselves with that big ag farmer who's farming 1,500 to 5,000, 10,000 acres. And so we're going to attack that segment all as one. We also have our dairy and livestock led by Mike Kornman over here. Mike Kornman now, who has a real tradition and legacy in the hay and forage equipment, is taking on the mid-range tractor products, because the reality is the farmers in that customer segment, they buy tractors and the hay equipment together. So now we're attacking it as one business. And finally, we have our RCMU, which is residential, commercial, municipal utility business. And this is the segment that includes small tractors, our utility vehicles that you see running around the Farm Progress show, and also a lot of the attachments for landscapers and skid steer mowers and other small construction equipment. All that's in that segment there. And John Elliott, our director of marketing, is currently at interim managing that area, in addition to all of the marketing function at New Holland. So again, aligning ourselves so we're closer to the customers, we listen to the customers better, we develop the right products for them, we go to market in a better way. It's a real smart way of doing it. And we have a lot of innovations here at Farm Progress. A few that I wanted to highlight, and others I wanted to just persuade you to go right next door here to the New Holland stand and come and get some detailed briefs on some of the innovations we've been doing. For example, our Tier 4 combines. Very important innovation this year. We're now in a Tier 4. We spent a lot of time last year on Tier 4 for our high horsepower tractors. Now we're going to talk Tier 4 on our combines. And as you'll hear from Ed Berry a little bit later, Tier 4 isn't the only innovation in combines. We have a lot of other things beyond just Tier 4. So we have our Tier 4 combines. We have our self-propelled sprayers right across the way, a front boom sprayer as well as a rear boom sprayer. They're new to Farm Progress. We launched these last year. It's the first time here at Farm Progress. They're really attractive sprayers, quite impressive machines. And now we're firmly in the sprayer business with two products that are one premium and one more of a value line sprayer that gets us into that side of the business. And finally, we have SmartTrax. SmartTrax are a track solution so that our farmers can get into the field under any conditions, whether there's a lot of rain, whether they need flotation. It's an area that New Holland didn't have for our big articulated T9 tractors, and now we offer an aftermarket SmartTrax solution, as well as tires with Michelin for flotation that can also get that job done. So we encourage you to go see our big T9 articulated tractor to see about these. But one of the big innovations, I don't know if you've noticed, we're wearing camouflage clothing, huh? So we've got some new clothing as well, new merchandising effort, but that's not why we're wearing camouflage. You see, we've got our combines, our cash crop equipment, our T9s, T8s, T7s. We've got a lot of that camouflage, and you might be asking why. Well, the idea is that New Holland has benefited from an incredible strong legacy in hay and forage since 1895. And what we've done now is we're trying to build on that legacy. What people don't realize is that 35 years ago, we invented the rotary combine right here in the United States. All right, this is the combine that's built in Grand Island. And it's a combine, in fact, that has twin rotors, the only one that offers a twin rotor combine that's effective for yields, it's effective for production, it maintains the quality of the seed. And a lot of people, you know, it's been working in the fields, it's been, you know, performing. But a lot of people don't really know about the New Holland Combine. We have less than 10% of the share of market in that area. And what we're trying to do at New Holland is get further and further in that market, trying to bring our hay and forage customers into this cash crop segment. And so we feel we've been camouflaged out there. And so what we're trying to do now is to bring attention to ourselves and show that, you know, we're here, we're ready to play, we're ready to have our farmers try our cash crop equipment as well. So that's the invitation, is to get our farmers and our customers that are using hay today to come and try us for cash crop as well. And if we can get some folks that are farming using other colors, we'd welcome them to the New Holland brand as well. We've got the world's best combine out there. You'll see Gene is handing out our camouflage pen drives with all our literature, all our media. So we're trying to make as much as we can of the theme in order to attract attention. So please spread the word. Help us spread the word on the camouflage theme. Well, one other thing that I wanted to just spend some brief time on is this boomer over here. If you look over here at the other end of the tent, we drove up a small little tractor here, a Boomer 30, I believe it is. That's one of our compact tractors. And believe it or not, out in California, Jay Leno has a tractor just like that. In a famous garage he has, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but Jay Leno has a garage. Jay Leno's Garage, he's got an incredible website. You should go check it out, Jay Leno's Garage. And Jay Leno's passion is cars and motorcycles. There in Burbank, California, right near his studio, he collects over 150 cars and over 60 motorcycles. And let me assure you, he uses all of those. They're not just gathering dust. He's got a whole crew in there to work on these on a daily basis. And a lot of these are real quirky and real niche products. You see a picture of Jay there on our New Holland Boomer. Anyway, he uses this tractor to pull in and out these cars. And they named it Lil Tug. That's the nickname they've given to this tractor. And it's been there for years. So we felt that Jay was really due for an upgrade. And the spring, we went out there and we gave Jay Leno one of our 8N tractors. If you recall, 8N was our retro launch of a tractor that Henry Ford put out, well, the Ford company put out in 1948. It's a beautiful little tractor. So we replaced this Lil Tug for an 8N. And then we had a problem. What should we do with this Lil Tug that's so famous? It's almost like a Hollywood star out there. And we came up with a great idea with the Jay Leno and his people. We came up with the idea that we ought to take that tractor and we ought to auction it off, and we ought to auction it off for charity. And so we came up with an incredible idea to take this Lil Tug, and rather than just, you know, auction it off and put it off and sell it as a used tractor, why don't we go out and gather some signatures of some really famous people out there that could increase the value of this. Since we're going to donate this money to charity, we kept growing this idea and evolving the idea. And our final idea is ready to be launched right here at Farm Progress. We're going to take this tractor and we're going to hopefully sell it for more than $100,000 at the Barrett Jackson, right, auction in Scottsdale, Arizona in January. And it's a famous auction house where collector's items, equipment are sold, cars, motorcycles. Jay Leno will be there to help us with this. And with these famous signatures that we'll have on there, and we're not going to tell you who's going to be signing it because you're going to be discovering this all along the way. But this tractor, the proceeds will be donated to the Fisher House. Fisher House, to continue with the camouflage theme, Fisher House is an organization that helps our troops. And the way they help our troops is that those that are injured, come back from Afghanistan, Iraq, or other areas of duty, often need to stay in a hospital for months at a time. Well, their families need to come and stay near them. Sometimes they don't have the means to be put up in a hotel. And so Fisher House, like Ronald McDonald House, has facilities for our troops and their families so they could stay near their loved ones as they come back from fighting a war if they've suffered an injury. So we believe this is all a great cause. We have a relationship with Fisher House, so does Jay, so we thought it was a natural place for us to donate these proceeds, and also for us at New Holland to really make as much as possible with this social cause marketing. You don't really see that a lot in the agriculture business, but we want to make as much noise of this as possible. And with you, our friends in the media, hopefully you can help us with this as we evolve this concept. Gene, I believe you'll be doing a press release today on this, right? You'll be getting out some initial information. And what we're going to want you to do is continue to follow this story, because we're going to be taking this tractor in particular with Jay's signature and other signatures, and we're going to take it all across the country visiting other farm shows, visiting some dealerships, and trying to gather as much interest as possible so that we maximize the value in Scottsdale, Arizona in January when we auction this off. So it sounds like a good concept. What do you think? who says we can't do good things for the society here in the ag business, right? So that's what we're trying to do with this boomer here. And it all started with Jay and making this tractor famous. So we thank him. He loves his new 8N. And if you have a chance, you should actually go onto his website at Jay Leno's Garage and check out a story. We've got a video right now on Jay Leno and I talking about his new 8N. It's kind of a nice piece. All right? So I'll take the time right now to invite up my guys, if you'd like. And we could talk, just hit some highlights on each one of your segments and some of the new things that we've got to show folks over there at our lot. I'll start with you, Ed Berry, so you can talk about our cash crop segment.
Thanks, Abe. Hello, everyone. I'm Ed Berry, cash crop marketing leader. And we got some new exciting products in the cash crop world. I definitely would encourage you to come over, spend some time with me. We can walk around a lot, and I got some help as well. A couple things to talk about on the new launch of the Model Year 12 Combine. It's way more than SCR technology Tier 4. We're very proud of that. And just to touch upon that, since I'm on that subject, it's not only about fuel efficiency, but it's also about horsepower. So Model Year 12 Combines will all increase every single model on horsepower, and we will reduce the fuel consumption over Tier 3. So we use SCR technology, we're not recirculating the gas through the engine. Okay, so that's how we can gain more horsepower, less fuel. About 9 to 10% fuel savings. And that's combined at DEFT, which is AdBlue, and diesel fuel. Those two combined together is a reduction. That's good for the customer. This customer that we're talking about in cash crop is all about business. It's all about the bottom line, as you know. It's all about input cost. Diesel fuel is an input cost. DEFT is an input cost. Fertilizer. All the things I'm going to talk about here in a moment is all about making more money for his bottom line. Capacity, input cost, getting more done in a day. Our engineers, our marketing teams have traveled all over the world, all over North America, and interviewed lots of customers. And every time we ask them, how can we make your life easier? How can we help you make more money? We believe our designs will help them do that. That's what we focus on. So I'll talk about a few new highlights. One is the InfoView monitor. We're going to move to a wider display, easier to see, crisper colors, easier to navigate through our monitor, less stress. It also have three video inputs, so we can actually add a camera to the back of the combine if it chooses to, or on the loading tube, and the video will show up in the monitor so he can see what's going on. Backing into a barn late at night, he can see what he's doing. So pretty proud of this new InfoView monitor. Next item is getting more out of the grain tank as you're unloading on the go. Many of you have seen customers farming their combine, and they have an unloading wagon, a grain cart, they have a tractor, they're unloading on the go. We took our bushels per second up from 3.3 bushels a second to 3.8. So that allows him to get the grain out of the combine faster, get that grain cart back to the semi and back to the elevator. So again, increased capacity, get more done in a day. We've also focused on residue management. Customers all over North America have asked us to make sure with our brand new A80 CF Flex Draper, that's 40 feet wide, 45 foot wide, to make sure that we could spread our residue the width of the header. So we want even distribution of residue, so when he goes and does no-till next spring, he has even germination of the crop. The temperature of the soil will be the same. So we have OptiSpread, has been invented by our CNH New Holland engineers, and that will help spread even distribution, which is an option for our combines, OptiSpread. We also have a brand new transmission out. It's a variable speed hydrostat. This transmission will allow him to work in more ranges, more speeds within a range. So if he's in second gear and he's pulling a hill, he's not going to have to downshift with his transmission. This new variable speed will allow him to pull out of that. Again, not stopping. Keep on moving. Get more done in a day. DSP. DSP stands for Dynamic Stone Protection. This is a rock protection system that allows a customer to harvest on the go without stopping if he's in very rocky conditions. It's a mechanical device that will impel rocks down into a stone sump, and he'll never have to stop. All he have to do is at the end of the day or in the morning, eject the rocks with a handle, reset the handle, and go back forward. Keep on working. So Dynamic Stone Protection is new for New Holland, and it also will give him more increased capacity. So with the dynamic stone protection, he's going to shove more material into our twin rotors, which no one else has in the market, and gain more capacity. Get more done in a day. I'll end there with combines. Well, now we have a new 880CF flex draper head that I talked briefly about, and we have some patented devices on that. It has a flexible cutter bar, so we call it a flex draper. The flexible cutter bar is like no other in the marketplace. We have mechanical, patented torsion block system to allow the customer to set it very simply with a wrench, and he can set the flotation for harvesting soybeans. He can also order the optional hydraulic system if he chooses to, and he can just operate the flotation in the cab. The other device that's brand new is the center knife drive. The center knife drive is synchro drive. That allows the customer to get rid of the big wobble boxes on the end. The wobble boxes, which everyone else is used to, is makes the header wider. It knocks down crop. It wastes crop. We move the knife drive to the middle. It's a patent. No other brand can have it. Very excited about the center knife drive. Come over. We'll show you in the technology tent how that works. Abe touched briefly on our smart tracks. We have smart tracks for combines. We have smart tracks for our new T9000 series tractor lineup. I'd ask you to come over and take a look. Thank you. Questions? No questions. Awesome. You can pull me aside. Michael Corman, come on up.
Thank you, Ed. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Corman, and I'm the manager for dairy and livestock marketing. That encompasses mid-range tractors and hay and forage products for the New Holland brand. And I'm pleased to say here at the Farm Progress Show, we're debuting our ProCart wheel rakes for the first time. These are a new offering by New Holland for season 2012. We have three different models to choose from, and these are designed for that professional operator that's looking for high capacity raking at a very economical price. Features of these ProCart wheel rakes include better flotation of those individual wheels for that operator to be able to be more responsive to the ground conditions. We've also improved on our flail conditioning system that we offer on our Disbine disc mower conditioners and our Durabine disc header. This flail conditioning system, which is predominantly used in grass type crop, features a leaning edge design. And what that means is that the flail is actually leaning 20 inches or 20 degrees forward whenever it is in the conditioning process. That provides a more thorough movement of the material through the flail conditioning system, being able to do a better job conditioning, and it's also more economical for the customer to repair should it need to be serviced coming in contact with a foreign object. Stop by our hay and forage knowledge tent to be able to learn more about New Holland's conditioning offerings for our mower conditioners for both the self-propelled windrowers and for our pool-type machines. In addition, we also have representatives here of our mid-range tractors featuring the T6000 series tractors, 80 to 135 horsepower, as well as our TD5050, our lean and mean series representing that family coming in at 80 horsepower. Any questions? If not, that summarizes our offering for the dairy and livestock products. Now turn it over to Mr. John Elliott, our Director of Marketing.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I apologize for my strange accent. I'll try and talk nice and slow so you get your best chance to understand. It's pretty warm here too, so I will try and keep cool. With the RCMU segment that Abe said at the moment I'm the ad interim leader on, that's residential, commercial, municipal and utility, we've got a lot of great things going on the show stand. I'll start off with our PowerStar tractor. Last year in the fall, we launched and announced our PowerStar unit come in, and we showed it again in the farm shows early this spring. We're delighted to say that the units are now arriving. We'll have units on the water right at this moment, and they'll be arriving in North America for sale and for use this fall. So that new product's coming out, and that really is going to be a game changer for New Holland in the mid range, at the top end of the municipal type product. So we're pretty excited about that. On the lot also showing today is our Workmaster products. Workmasters were a relatively new product for us. They're just a year old in the North American market. And these really are our lean and mean type of products. Okay, in this horsepower segment, the 40 to sort of 70 horsepower segment, there really has been a move to economic tractors and low cost units. So our Workmaster, which are built in India, they really do bring a value line, a very simple, ruggedized unit, simple technology, but yet robust technology. And that positions us beautifully in that market segment. We also have a range of new boomer tractors, like the one we've got here on show. They're produced for us, and they really are They're a deluxe version of the compact tractors. So they're not an economy version, they're a deluxe version, but they're priced positioned beautifully for that customer that wants to be a professional user, that wants a little bit more out of their compact tractor. This is the product that we feel is the right position for them. But as well as compact tractors, we've got a line of attachments that once you're into the real commercial compact tractor user segment, you're really looking at attachments. And we've got some interesting attachments on our lot. We've got galvanized attachments, which are there and are first in this type of industry, which offer a lot more durability and longevity to their life in the fact that they're not going to corrode. But we've also got some kind of professional attachments too, with hydraulically adjusting blades and that sort of thing. So come and visit our lot and see what we've got in the whole segment. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our utility vehicles. I know a lot of you are taking advantage of the vehicles to get around the show today. We have got a line of utility products. Again, we're not interested in being the fastest or the most dynamic in the business. We want a true workhorse, and that's what we've got with our rustlers. Okay, so that person that's wanting a professional unit to use in their business, then we certainly got the product for them. And obviously with the branding of New Holland and our options, there's a camouflage option again, that we really do feel we've got great variety of products to offer you in that whole segment. Again, we specialized as a marketing team, and we're short of a marketing leader at the moment for that segment, but we are focused on that sort of customer. And there's a real bridge between the full-time farmer who's in a small scale looking for compact size and speciality, but also the weekend warrior type farmer and the part-time farmer that's more into the hobby type farming. So we, in this segment, we breach over, but that doesn't mean we forget there are utilities and municipal applications for these products too, and that's certainly in the future an area where New Holland's looking to expand and really develop our offering. So with that, I'll hand back to Abe Hughes.
Thank you, John. Don't you just love that Tennessee accent? Anyway, as you can see, New Holland's got a lot going on. It's an exciting time for New Holland. We're growing. We're growing market share. We're looking for good people. So if you know folks that want to get involved in the ag business, send them our way. I'd love to get great resumes, good talent. Because as you know, at the end of the day, it's good people that make things happen. So we'll open it up for any questions if you've got any. Otherwise, we're here available on the lot and invite you to come over and get detailed information on any one of the segments we just talked about. Thank you.
Anytime during the next 2 days, if you'd like to have personal interviews with the presenters today, just let me know and we'll bring them over here for you to have your own time with them. Regarding the Jay Leno project, it's on the internet now. You can go to newhollandmediakit.com and get both the news release and the picture that you see with Jay on the tractor up here. And in the future, to be sure to look at the social media to find out some of the things about the future adventures of the tractor as it collects a lot of new friends on his dance card. So see me for any new business with the group you'd like to talk about. Thanks.